Bless Your Heart podcast. Hi. This is Courtney.
And this is Carrie.
And today we have a special guest. And welcome, David.
Hi.
So we know David from church, and he very kindly came on our podcast. So we're going to get to know him a little bit, play some Would You Rather game questions. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. First one. Would you rather play a villain or a hero in a movie?
Oh, definitely a hero.
Okay.
Really? I really feel like I'd be a villain.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. They have more fun.
But the hero, I mean, the hero gets, like, all the glory and everything in the end.
Yeah, but the villain has a lot more fun in the process.
True. Okay. Would you rather drink all your food from a baby bottle or wear visible diapers for the rest of your life?
I think definitely I would rather have a visible diaper.
For the rest of your life?
Yeah, because David's, I feel like half of my enjoyment in life comes from food.
That's true. Okay.
You can't go to Paris and eat all that Parisian food through a baby bottle.
Right? I mean, no one's going to accept me anywhere with a visible diaper, but maybe they'll just think it's a fashion choice.
Is the visible diaper on the outside of his clothes,
well,
or is it like
visible.
Right? But
or
like,
is it just so full that it
does it make like a swish noise when he walks?
I just imagine that you're walking around with like a shirt in the diaper, and that's it. Like,
oh, I just kind of imagine.
I was not imagining that dressed like a naked baby.
I imagine him like with pants on and then the diaper on the outside.
But then your pants would get messed up when you use the diaper.
I didn't say he wasn't wearing underwear. I said he just had a diaper
on.
That
is true. Like, who's to say that I'm using the diaper? Maybe I'm just wearing it.
Asking the hard-hitting questions.
All right, next one. Moving away from that one. Would you rather spend 2 months living in a nursing home or 2 months in jail?
Is it bad?
I think I'm going to say 2 months in jail. Just because I'm so curious. Like, I would really like to know. Oh, and to be honest, we're probably all going to end up in a nursing home at some point. So
if
I don't
just,
need to, like, have that experience at this point.
If you just wait long enough, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would go with a nursing home, though. Just because, like, think of, like, all the fun stories you could... Okay, also, I could sit around and crochet with the little ladies. And they wouldn't judge me. It'd be awesome.
You... like to mingle with the elderly.
Plus, I've heard some stories about jail from some of the ladies I used to work with. Yeah, I wouldn't go there. Okay. Would you rather have the ability to read other people's minds or the ability to see into the future?
Read minds.
Nice. Last one. Would you rather wear a cape for a month everywhere with no explanation or wear an eye patch for the rest of your life?
For the rest of my life?
Of
course I'm going to wear a cape.
But you can't ever tell anybody why you're wearing the cape.
I feel like nowadays, though, people wouldn't even question.
Yeah.
I would be more concerned about the cape
if it's only for a month.
Escalator. I'm just saying.
People
do crazy stuff nowadays.
Yeah, very true. So those are all my questions. Thanks for playing.
No problem.
We feel like we know you so much better now. I've known him for 10 years, but now I really know him.
Now you truly know.
Now I truly know David.
It's just those little things you never ask.
Right. I'm sorry. I know better now.
Good. So today, what are we talking about, Carrie?
I need you to know I've been really excited about this all week. We're talking about dumb debates.
Yeah.
And we're basically just going to debate stupid stuff that we're strongly opinionated on.
Oh, yes.
And when I say strongly, I mean, like, very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very passionately about a lot of these.
All right, so let's start off with this one.
You mean the one that's been bothering me since you brought it up, like, 3 weeks ago?
Absolutely. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Okay, defend your answer. Okay,
it's not a sandwich. Because it's just not.
Okay, that's not a...
A hot dog is, like, the other... White meat. We don't even know what a hot dog is, typically. It's like the leftover portions of things combined into like one thing of meat, and it's in a bun.
They used to put newspaper in hot dogs. Did you
know
that?
That sounds disgusting.
Where do you get your information?
This was like in the 1920s. Before
is that like when, like, back when they used to have cocaine and coke?
I mean, they used to put sawdust and everything else.
I mean, a lot of things happened in the 20s that were
back when
not
like ladies' makeup. Could kill you.
Probably.
Read that Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. By Upton Sinclair.
Oh.
It's about the meat industry. What was it in New York?
In Chicago
yeah. in the 20s.
Yeah.
Upton St. Clair.
Like people would lose a finger and they just keep grinding the meat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You eat it. Oh. That was a crazy book. I never read it, but my sister was like, this is my favorite book. And I'm like, you're psycho.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
so. David. Wait. Are we still talking about the hot dog?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I want to know how David felt.
Yeah. I did too.
even though I want to say that a hot dog is not a sandwich.
It's not a sandwich.
Oh, he's going somewhere.
No, but like if you like were to read the Webster Dictionary, which I'm not, but if you were.
Courtney, get on this.
And if you say a sandwich is like something between two pieces of bread, yeah. like a hot dog is a sandwich.
But the hot dog bun is connected.
So like, is a pita a sandwich?
No, it's a pita.
I don't know.
So we had gyros.
You can make a case for.
Can I make an argument here? Yes. Have you ever been to Subway? Because yes. They don't cut the bread all the way through.
If you get somebody who's not very good, they
are sandwich artists.
I know that's what. Not a profession.
That is their name. They're called sandwich artists.
That's sad. I feel sad.
So.
For them.
In that case,
but see, then I start thinking about like submarine sandwiches, and the bread is connected.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
But
it's a hot dog bun, but it's not a sandwich. It's a hot dog.
So is a burger a sandwich?
Yeah, we've had this hamburger. We have had this
hamburger
discussion at work for like close to a year now.
It's not a sandwich.
So the thing is, okay, yeah. So if it's not a sandwich, if you classify it as a sandwich, then you have to go down the path that you did. Is a wrap a sandwich? Is a burrito a sandwich? Is a gyro a sandwich?
Well, a burrito is not a sandwich because that's a flour tortilla. That is not bread.
But it's a form of bread around meat or.
So are we just talking about like meat in between carbs?
So exactly. Like what is a sandwich? Is a sandwich even a sandwich?
Okay, did you look up the definition of a sandwich?
I tried. But then it took me back to the American Airlines. Okay.
I need to know the definition of a sandwich.
1 second, please.
Hold, please.
It's just pulling up places to eat sandwiches.
I think.
Okay, here we go.
It has to be a sandwich.
A sandwich is a food typically consisting of vegetables, sliced cheese, or meat placed on or between slices of bread.
Slices of bread.
Or more generally, any dish wherein two or more pieces of bread serve as a container or wrapper for another food.
Okay, so type into Google, is a hot dog a sandwich? Yeah. See what Google says.
I don't know, because at this point, if anything wrapped in bread, like... That means a spring roll is a sandwich.
No, that's like, no.
Yes, it's wrapped in bread.
This is turning my life upside down, and I don't like it. I feel very, hot dog is a hot dog, and a spring roll is a spring roll.
But in the same way, just because you call it a hot dog doesn't mean it's not a sandwich.
But it's not a sandwich.
You just said that a burger was a sandwich, but you don't call it a sandwich. You call it a burger.
Well, I did find this.
What does it say?
Merriam-Webster settles the debate. It calls a hot dog a sandwich.
No! What does it say?
Okay! Thank you, Merriam-Webster.
What does it say?
That's all, I mean.
It just says a hot dog is a sandwich? Merriam-Webster settles the debate, calls a hot dog a sandwich. It's lies.
That's what I just read.
I don't know.
And it says, Merriam-Webster is the most trustworthy dictionary and thesaurus of American
English.
You know what?
Merriam-Webster also has irregardless in there, and irregardless is not a word, so therefore they cannot be trusted. Next question.
Okay. Let's see. We'll keep it on food for a little bit. Should pineapple be allowed on pizza?
No.
I mean, okay, so why?
Because it's disgusting.
Just because you don't like it?
Because it's a fruit. It does not belong on a pizza. I don't want fruit on my pizza.
Tomatoes are fruit.
Are they?
They
are. It's a vegetable.
Yes.
I fall into the tomatoes a vegetable category.
But scientifically, it's a fruit. You can't argue science here.
I mean, we can, though.
Yeah, I think you can.
Tomato is a fruit.
Why is it a fruit?
Because it has seeds in the middle.
Strawberries have seeds on the outside, and they're a fruit.
They're not a fruit, technically. They're a berry.
Oh, my gosh. Berries are fruit.
Right.
No, they aren't. They're berries. It's different.
Your face is so serious right now.
How is a berry
a
not
berry
a fruit?
A berry is separate than... It is a fruit, but it's different. I don't know!
Define this, please.
Okay. It's besides the point.
But it's
pineapple
not.
Can be on pizza, is all I'm trying to say. If no. tomato can be on pizza, and if your argument is that fruit cannot be on pizza, then you can't eat regular pizza. All you can eat is white pizza.
Okay. Tomato sauce is not like a fruit puree.
Fruit sauce.
I will say, I think that fruit can be on pizza. Because I went to, where was it, Pizza Peel? And I got a fruit, or I got pizza with apple slices on it.
Ew.
Oh, that's good.
It was really good.
Ew. You know what else is good? If you get goat cheese with figs.
Okay,
and
but
stuff.
That's not a pizza no, that's, anymore.
It is pizza. What do you call it? A flatbread?
It's a fancy
right,
pizza.
It's a fancy, like, it's not a pizza.
Okay.
It's a flatbread. Pizza
well, okay,
is like
so this one,
the sauce.
The one
and
I
stuff.
Had didn't have
not
tomato
like that
sauce.
Weird stuff.
So.
Look right here. Signed. Oh, that's what I said.
Oh, tomatoes are a fruit.
Yeah.
Okay, are berries a fruit?
This is definitely a fruit.
So I will say, I lived in Italy, and okay. I never saw fruit on pizza.
See?
But I like pineapple pizza.
Ew, no.
I don't like pineapple pizza.
I don't like anything Hawaiian.
even Hawaii.
You don't like
no.
Hawaii?
Like, when they do, like, the Hawaiian sandwiches, and it's got, like, a giant... You know, pineapple slice
Hawaiian
on it.
Sandwich.
Okay,
berries,
I can't read that.
Berries are fruit.
See? Boom.
It says, a berry is a small, pulpy, and often edible fruit.
Okay. But why is...
It's just a berry.
I think the difference is, like, I don't know why a tomato is a fruit and not a vegetable.
Well, apparently
it's something
science
with,
proved it.
It's
so.
Something with the seeds. It's
yeah,
the way
it has
the
to do with...
The,
like, because
yeah,
what is actually...
So then why is a tomato a fruit and a cucumber isn't? Because the seeds are both on the
maybe
inside.
Maybe it is.
Is a cucumber a fruit?
Oh my
is
gosh.
A pickle a fruit
y'all,
or a vegetable?
Like
well, a pickle
rabbit,
is a cucumber.
You know?
Right, but I'm wondering if they're categorized differently like once it's pickled.
Cucumber no. is a fruit.
Boom!
See?
It's because the seeds are inside.
Cucumber. Mm-hmm. That means that pepper's a fruit though.
So is a green bell pepper a fruit? Yes, we're learning so much.
I don't know if a pepper is a vegetable. I guess it is.
A fruit? You mean a fruit?
Yeah, bell peppers are fruit.
What is it?
Okay.
What is a vegetable? Have I ever eaten a vegetable?
So please don't. So squash is a fruit. Okra's fruit. Because the seeds.
Everything is fruit.
Green beans are fruits.
But that's a
red chili.
I'm confused. So
okay,
what's a
red chili
to,
is
okay.
not a fruit if a bell pepper is a fruit.
Okay. So, okay,
I mean,
so corn is a vegetable.
Yeah, corn's a vegetable.
So what
corn
else
is a grain.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, it's a starch. Is a potato a fruit? A vegetable?
No, it's a starch, too.
What is...
So what's
is
a vegetable?
Celery.
So
celery is a vegetable.
Lettuce.
This episode
onions.
Is brought to you by Google.
We're learning so much.
A vegetable is a plant or part of a plant used as food. Typically...
Okay.
Accompanying meat or fish such as cabbage, potato, carrot,
okay,
or bean.
This is not scientific enough.
So
it can also be a person with a dull or inactive life.
Okay. We'll have to get back
we're
to
we're gonna
you
have to have like a whole nother episode
about
what's a vegetable
what
and what's not.
So
I'm so blown away right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Vegetables. There's...
So lettuce is a vegetable, right?
I would think so.
Celery. So is it, I was going to say anything you can grow in a garden, but no.
Well, you can grow lots of fruits in a garden.
Right.
You can grow weeds in a garden too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Next.
Next question.
That's plural.
Okay. Next question.
Next one. Can you trust a skinny chef?
No.
I think you can.
I don't think you
no,
can.
I don't think you can.
Because that means
why?
He, that means he doesn't eat his own food.
No, that doesn't. Okay,
he could have a really
you
high
can't
metabolism.
See me, but I'm skinny, and I eat everything. And I like if I were a chef, I would eat all my food, and I would still be skinny. That doesn't mean you can't trust me as a chef. In fact, I'm a good cook.
Are you a cook, or can you follow a recipe?
No, I would say I can cook.
Okay,
so change it. Can you trust a skinny baker?
Yes.
No. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Some of the most famous bakers are skinny. I was just watching that
if
Chef's
you don't
Table
eat
show.
Bread, I just can't trust you.
Yeah.
Just because you What do you mean? If you don't eat bread.
Like, I
just because you're skinny doesn't mean you don't eat bread.
I'm just saying, like, people that don't, like, eat bread or don't eat carbs and stuff, I just, like,
they probably have a gluten allergy.
That's not entirely true, because I know people that don't eat bread, and it's for the sheer fact that they just don't eat it. They don't have an allergy.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the question.
But I'm assuming that if you're a baker and you're skinny,
everyone has bread.
You don't eat it.
Okay, just because you have self-control doesn't mean you know how to make good food.
So wait, are we talking about like a bread baker or like a dessert baker?
Dessert. I was thinking dessert baker.
Oh, then absolutely not.
Yeah.
If they're a skinny dessert baker, then I don't trust them.
You can be skinny and eat dessert. I eat dessert all the time. I will sit down and eat like 12 chocolate chip cookies.
You're not a chef. You're not a chef.
So I'm eating the same amount that that chef would eat.
You don't know that.
Also, I worked at Wendy's for 7 years and I ate Frosties like by the gallon.
I apparently never gained any weight. Wow, a lot of people hate you. You should know that.
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
All okay, right. What do you think?
What do I think? Oh, it depends. Okay, because like, what's her name? Giada?
Oh, yeah.
Or something. She's like super skinny, but I'm sure like she does a really great job. I've unfortunately never had stuff. But Paula Deen, like...
Right.
Let me tell you what. If you go to a restaurant,
oh, it's so
you're just
good.
Like, oh, this is so good.
I don't like Paula Deen's restaurant.
What? You don't like Lady and Sons?
Lady and Sons?
It's a buffet, and I don't like buffets.
Oh, well, her normal ones are not buffets.
The one in Savannah, it's a buffet.
Well, that right, one that's is, the Lady and Sons.
That one is.
The Lady and Sons is a buffet. She has another, like, a Paula Deen.
Paula Deen restaurant.
Right, and it's a just a regular restaurant.
Yeah, or Paula Deen's or something like that is what it's called. Anyways, I mean, but she did lose weight, especially when she was on Dancing with the Stars. But she wasn't she wasn't really cooking during that time.
She had to cut back on all that butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who else do I follow? I follow I Am Baker on Instagram, and like, yeah, she's not super. I mean, she's not like horribly
obese.
Oh yeah, obese, but she's not like super skinny either. And I'm like, oh my gosh, your stuff looks so good. Like I would eat everything you bake.
I was watching that Chef's Table, and that lady from Momofuku.
What?
And oh, it's from Milk Bar. Excuse me. Milk Bar.
What, I'm sorry. Can we go back to the other place?
Momofuku is a restaurant in New York and other places.
Is it a fruit or a vegetable?
I don't know. But anyway, this she runs this bakery through it, and she's the lady who started this naked cake craze.
What is the name? What is
you know
the,
where you don't ice the outside? Like she started that.
Oh, that's just not healthy.
And she is really skinny.
That's just sad.
Maybe it's because she doesn't need the icing.
You know, crazy enough, I don't like the icing either. But I still want
the icing. Icing's the best part.
If it's okay, is a cake without icing? Is it a cake or is it a brownie?
Well, it's not a brownie.
I think.
Oh, it could be a cake. Think of like a bundt. Well, bundt cakes sometimes have icing.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like if it has no
and
icing,
angel
it's basically
food cake
a brownie.
Doesn't have
angel,
icing.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but you cover that with fruit and whipped cream.
Like green bean fruit.
It doesn't.
Shut up, Ray.
No, you said green beans are vegetables.
No, I said green beans are fruit.
It's a fruit. She listed it.
No, you said it was a vegetable.
No,
it was a fruit.
Green beans are definitely a fruit.
A green bean.
Can you imagine an angel food cake? You're like, what kind of fruit would you like on there? I guess.
Like
I mean, we do make zucchini bread and zucchini cake and carrot cake. And a carrot is a vegetable.
Is it?
Yes. Yes, it was.
It's a carrot. Like,
the seeds are not on the inside.
Do carrots
have seeds? How do you have carrot seeds? How do you grow carrots?
Carrots don't.
I bet you just
it's
take,
a root. It doesn't need a seed.
You just take the top and replant it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a tree.
Wood. Man, I'm learning so much tonight, guys.
We should just start our own garden and start selling stuff out of it.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. This is a good one. Should atheists buy insurance for acts of God?
No.
My argument is that an act of God is just a natural disaster, so they would just call it something different.
Okay.
I vote no. Because it's what it's called.
Yeah. I think, in theory, it would be no. But I kind of see both sides. Where, yeah, it's just a natural disaster.
Yeah.
So, it's probably just Old English calling it an act of God.
But, yeah, it's just terminology.
Yeah. But well, I still think it's
I think
hilarious.
It's, I think
it
it's
is
like,
funny.
I think it's people looking for... So, like, when it's an insurance claim, you're looking for who's at fault. And when it's a natural disaster, technically, God's at fault. So...
That's why it's called.
That's why it's called an act of God. Yeah. Because no human was at fault.
Yep.
So, okay. Next question.
All right. Next one. All right. Do you agree that the deer crossing signs should be moved away from areas of heavy traffic so that the deer can cross in greater safety?
I love this question. I would just like to point out that the first time we read that, David actually looked at Courtney and goes, "You're kidding, right?"
Yeah, I mean, how do I even talk about this question?
Just put yourself in the place of the deer. If you are the deer, do you want to cross where there's a lot of cars?
Okay, if we're just going to remove all logic from this question.
Okay, so for then those...
yes, if I am a deer with a human intelligence.
Deer are actually pretty smart.
Well, sometimes. One time I hit a deer twice.
You have told me this.
What?
Okay, so quick side note. I had just started driving and I was driving back home and I saw
David's already.
I saw this deer on the side of the road and I was like, oh, in my head I was like, surely it will wait for me. It knows I'm here and it's going to wait for me to go first like another car would, right?
No.
And so it's not moving, and so I just decide, okay, I'm going to keep going. Well, as soon as I go, of course, it takes off. It runs into the side of my car, and then I, like, quickly stop, and I don't know what to do, so I'm like, well, I don't see it. So I just keep going, and I hit it in the front of my car. So after that point, I didn't even stop. Goodness. I just kept going. And, yeah, my dad...
The funny thing is that you just kept going.
Well, I didn't know what else to do.
Did the deer die?
You should, like, check your car for damage.
My parents were coming back after... It was really close to where we lived. And so my parents took that road when they came back home. And my dad, when he got home, he was like, so we saw this deer out there.
Oh, no.
And it was just running circles around this one tree.
He's messing with you.
Had you already told him that you hit a deer?
Oh. Yeah, I had called him like right after I hit it. I was like, I just hit this deer twice. I don't know what to do.
But did you hit a deer or did the deer hit you?
So the deer hit her first and then she hit the deer.
It was payback.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So it was just a one-to-one.
So after that, I got deer horns on my car, which actually was a I had a Explorer, like a 97 Explorer. So
I did not see her driving a 97 Explorer.
Why? I loved that car. Oh, I loved it.
Little petite blonde you.
Oh, it was so fun. I could hit anything.
Still have an SUV?
Yeah.
But it's like a midsize.
Which is why I went back to an SUV, because after I had my accident with the car, I was like, no, I'm going back to an SUV.
Yeah.
So. You can pack so much stuff in there. Going back and forth to college was great.
For sure.
But one time I came home with like a mini fridge. It didn't even like faze me. It was just throw up in the back. Yeah. I mean, it was great.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, I had so many issues with that car, but I loved it.
Learning so much.
Okay. We got time for a few more?
Yeah.
If a fish is in water, is it aware that it is even wet?
No. Because fish have, like, a memory span of, like, 2 seconds.
No, that is false.
Oh! Okay.
I watched Mythbusters. They proved that wrong.
What kind of fish did they
How
use?
Do they even
a goldfish.
Test that? How do they goldfish? Test that?
So... They set up a maze, or like an obstacle course, inside of a aquarium, and they like put food or a treat or whatever a goldfish would like at the end, and the goldfish learn, and they would wait like different amount of time, and the goldfish like had a longer span of memory than 2 minutes or whatever they claim.
Really?
Yeah.
So how long was this pants?
I don't remember. That's besides the point.
But the point is that they have longer than 2 seconds. Test?
How many fish? Yeah. I don't know.
Because if it was just one...
I feel like that could have just been a smart one.
Exactly.
No, I'm sure they tested more than one fish.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, what was the control?
We need to know everything about
it. I need to
know
all the details.
I don't remember. You're going to watch this episode.
We could go YouTube it.
Google. I just remember that that myth was busted.
Okay.
That's
I did like that show.
I did. Is it not
on But that doesn't necessarily prove that a goldfish would know it's in water.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, there's lots of different types of fish.
But right? I think fish know that they're... I don't know if they would call it wet, but I think they know they're in water. Well, because they go to the surface and they know that there's things beyond that.
Right. But it's also, I guess, the intelligence level of fish.
Like, the megalodon is super smart.
Okay. I feel like we were just waiting to bring that up.
The Meg, for short.
I need to see this movie. I never got to see it.
Did you watch it?
I did.
How was it?
I actually really liked it.
Emmy hated it.
I know.
Was it like Jaws?
No.
I don't know. I haven't seen Jaws.
Yeah, you never seen Jaws?
Thank you. We were supposed to go see it. And then what happened? Why did you bail? What was it? Something happened.
Yeah, I was probably hanging out with my family or I was tired or something like that.
No, you had a reason. Like an actual reason.
I don't know.
It wasn't
the
an
best
untired
Jaws
reason.
Is Jaws 3D because the 3D is so bad.
Why did I bail?
You had a reason.
I don't remember.
Unless you lied.
No, I had a reason and I can't
remember
what
it wasn't family. Something came up and...
Oh, well.
Or maybe it was family.
Our listeners are probably like, who cares?
I think you may have been packing
again. Your reasons
again.
Don't matter to me.
I mean, possibly.
I think you could have been packing for one of your trips.
I traveled a good bit, so...
Yeah.
Not afraid.
Yeah, or you were...
I need to pack now.
Yeah. I think you maybe were seeing your family one last time before you went on one of your trips.
Oh, okay.
It could have been what it was.
Well,
I think a fish knows.
I don't.
I think it's not...
I don't think they do.
I mean, are dogs aware that they're dry?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
No, but a dog knows
when it's wet. So right. A dog would know, like, knows the difference between two different, like, stages or
right,
whatever.
But does a dog know that it's a dog?
It knows it's wet if it's wet. What are you
right,
talking
but
about?
like a
dog,
fish.
Yeah.
But a fish doesn't know anything outside of water.
Yes, if it flops out of water... It would know that it was in a different state of being.
Right, but how often does a fish...
Fish jump. Have you never been to a lake?
You ever heard that song? The fish are jumping and the summer is easy, something like that.
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
What are you saying? Like, you're just...
The summer is easy. Words.
Okay, remember that song? It's like...
No, you already asked that.
Oh, I'm going to find it.
Summer is easy. You can write one right now.
Was it a country song?
No.
It's not? Was it like a church song?
Nope.
Where are you listening to a song about fish?
Oh, okay. It's called Summertime.
It's the country.
It's got to be country. Who's it by?
I can't remember.
You're in
You
Google.
Just saw and found the name of the song.
I think it's called Summertime. That's what
I... Oh.
Okay. I'm going to find it.
Okay. But how often does a fish actually jump out of water? Like, regularly?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm sure at some point in its life it has
Billie
jumped.
Holiday.
Yes.
Oh,
so this is like
an
old
song. A jazzy movie
song.
I
am sophisticated. You just don't even know.
Fish jump.
Oh, you guys can't see it, but David's dancing.
Is it on here? They don't have... Okay. I'm YouTubing it.
Yeah. Are you going to play the song for...
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Because our listeners need to
know
this song.
I don't know how this is going to come across.
But... Everybody is sitting on the edge of their seat waiting for Courtney
please,
to play this song.
Listen, I can only type so fast. The problem is, how much of this song are we going to have to listen to?
Before we get to the part about the fish.
It's right at the beginning.
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
Anytime.
Oh, wait, there's an ad for Kohl's. Hang on. 10 more seconds.
It's a fad.
Yeah, that's the end. It's the Kohl's and Under Armour.
I don't think fish are aware that they're wet. That's my story. Oh.
I know this song.
See? Billie Holiday is so pretty.
Yeah. Or the voice or her?
Oh, I mean both.
Is she going to sing?
I don't know. You tell me.
And the cotton is high. I told you. It's in there. Yep.
Okay, well,
okay, we didn't know fish jumped before we listened to Billie Holiday.
Well, Billie Holiday just settled it. Fish jump.
Fish know they're wet. Thank you.
Wait, okay, so now the question is, do fish jump when it's not summertime?
Or when they want to be dry.
Okay. Do fish want to be dry?
Do fish really want to jump?
It's like, well, they can't breathe. Is it like us wanting to go swimming in the summer? They want to fill the summer air.
But see, then they'd have to keep their head down in the water and then put their butts in the air.
No, we hold our breath underwater.
Right, but like we also have the ability to like keep our heads above water and get in and not like be upside down if we don't want to be.
So like, a fish can't put its head down.
Yeah, but for them to put their head down, that means okay.
Does, wait. Does a fish realize that it has a head and a tail? Or is it just one entity?
This is so philosophical.
What even is a fish?
Is it a fruit or a vegetable?
Do fish exist? Is this real?
Are we real?
Am I dreaming?
Are we even having this conversation?
Oh, man.
Okay.
Did we come to a conclusion?
Next debate.
I don't think we agree.
We agree to disagree.
Okay. All right, next one. Could the human race survive a zombie attack?
No. You know what? Actually, I don't care. I just don't want to. Someone kill me quick. I don't want to be a part of this.
I don't know. Walking Dead has gone on for a good many seasons.
One guy is leaving, and so it's just over. Nobody
like,
cares
science
anymore.
Has come pretty far. I'm pretty sure we could just go to the moon or something.
But I also feel like zombies are so slow and everything. Live. How could we not? Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so here's
you
like,
could
know
get
what
away
kind
from
of zombie,
zombie,
though? Zombie, like, from The Walking Dead or zombie from, like, World War Z? Because the zombies in World War Z are, like, those are fast little suckers.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I need to know, because then I can tell you whether or not we can survive.
Okay, both?
Okay, no. That is weird. Because the ones in World War Z, like, they crawl around, on all fours, and they're, like, climbing off the wall, and they're, like, they're speedy.
Oh.
They're like Spider-Man?
Kind of, but then, like, but, like,
spider zombies?
I've never seen this movie.
But like then, well, I never saw it all the way through. My goodness. I never saw it either, but I saw it in the preview. Like, the zombies crawl up the side of the
But at the
building.
End of that movie, did the humans live?
I didn't see the movie,
okay, but
so I don't know.
Now, the next question.
But then in The Walking Dead, they're slow. Aren't they called walkers or something?
Yeah.
Or slow walkers? Right.
Yeah. They
so
don't
if we're
really
talking,
have much of a brain.
That's right, why you gotta hit them in the head.
You gotta stab them in the head.
You can hit them in the head. You can stab them in the head. Just get their brain
get
out
them
of
in
there.
The head.
So if we're talking, like, Walking Dead zombies, then...
Okay.
If we're talking like World War Z zombies, no.
Okay. Bigger question.
Oh, goodness.
Do snake clowns exist?
No.
What? Snake clowns?
That was the thing
what
from
is
apparently
a snake
the
clown?
Lego movie or the Ninjago or something.
No,
I don't
the
know.
Lego,
what is the Ninjago? What?
The Lego Batman movie.
Whatever.
I think I've seen saw this.
They talk about snake clowns.
You've seen that?
I guess they miss.
I that there's
I'm that good English, y'all.
That's country.
I'm from North Carolina.
Hey.
Oh, gosh. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Are cakes better than cookies?
No, I think they're different.
What about a cookie cake?
I don't like cookie cake as good as a cookie. I would rather have a regular cookie.
I'd rather have cookies.
Is a cookie cake a cookie or a cake?
It's both.
That's why
it's
called a
cookie
cake.
The name. Thank you. David and I finally agree.
Things can be more than one thing.
It, like a fish?
What?
What? okay.
A fish is not a vegetable, like remember?
Like a tomato.
Okay, wait. So, okay. Is fish meat?
Yes. Mm. It's meat.
Vegetarians eat fish sometimes.
But they're pescatarians. They're not vegetarians. It's meat.
But I'm saying some vegetarians, I mean, so...
It's meat.
I agree. I think it's meat. But the Catholics way back when, they wouldn't eat meat all week, but they'd let them eat fish on Fridays. Like during...
It's
what
still
was it, during
meat.
Lent?
Well, I mean, they still serve fish
I
on
mean,
Fridays.
I mean, how do you define meat? Meat is like a muscle and...
Some people consider, like, are vegetarians, but they still eat fish.
It's not meat from a mammal.
Well, clearly.
But, well, although, like, chicken isn't a mammal either.
Right, it's a fowl.
Okay, I don't know. It's meat. Meat is
Courtney.
Meat. We ain't got different varieties of meat.
I would say that fish... fish is a meat.
I would say so, too.
It's meat.
Okay.
Okay, we all agree.
Okay.
I was curious, because some people...
I don't think anyone's going to argue this.
Well, yeah, if you're a pescatarian.
But they don't... I've only ever known one person to call themselves a pescatarian.
Because a lot of people don't.
But you can't call yourself a vegetarian and eat fish. You're not a vegetarian.
No, I agree with that. But I've known people to call themselves vegetarian and eat fish.
Well, they're just dumb. Mm. I mean...
Well, they
I
didn't don't say know.
I thought they were intelligent.
Sorry, no offense.
Okay, can...
if you eat fish, you call yourself a vegetarian.
Can vegetarians eat fruits?
Why wouldn't they?
Because they're vegetarian?
I guess you're... Are you now venturing into, like, vegan?
No, I'm saying,
because vegans,
like,
eat
should there fruit. Be should there be a anything? Term for, like, fruitarian?
No, because you need more... I mean, like, your body needs more than that to survive.
Why is it
I
called
I don't know. I've seen that crazy eating show, and this lady lived for 16 years off of eating cheesy potatoes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, because, like, if you only eat fruit, you're lacking a lot of protein.
Well, if you only eat potatoes, you're lacking a lot of protein, too.
That's just hilarious to me.
Okay. Well, it's like that woman that lived for, like, 100 years, and all she did was, like, eat steak and wine, and they were like, what's your secret? And she goes, I stayed away from men. Yeah. She was like, I drink wine every day of my life.
Some people are crazy. Mm. Okay.
Oh, I feel like I'd be friends with
let's see what else we got here. All right. Last one. Did the egg come before the chicken?
No.
How do you know?
Because God created all the animals and he created the chicken first.
Hmm. I don't know.
Mm. Or he created both at the exact
really,
same time.
Like, we don't really know how he put them on the earth.
Okay. So I heard
it's just like how I think.
I heard a joke recently.
Oh, gosh. Courtney's joke.
So I've been collecting dad jokes. Ugh. It's been pretty fun. But one of the dad jokes I got was... Huh?
Never mind.
One of the dad jokes I got was, so I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. I'm still waiting to see which one gets here first.
Oh, that's so terrible.
It took me a long time to even realize it was a joke.
I get the joke. I just don't think it's funny.
Okay. Yeah, it took me a while because I was like, okay, you order from Amazon? Like, that's not funny. I order things from Amazon all the time. And then I had to read it like 5 or 6 times.
Oh, Courtney.
I mean, I get that it was well,
your
you
bless her heart moment.
Moment.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't help me. I'm blonde and sometimes I just. Sometimes I play right into the stereotype.
Oh, you didn't ask your blonde question.
Oh, yeah.
So do they have more fun?
Do blondes playing? Really have more fun?
I think so.
Yes. It's a solid yes.
I think so. I think Courtney has a ton more fun than me.
Oh my gosh, we were talking
but
about
you're
all
blonde
the fun.
Now.
I have like blonde streaks.
She's not blonde.
Thank you. I'm not blonde.
This is blonde.
But did you have more fun when you got, like, now that you're a little bit blonde?
I'm not going to lie though. I do, no offense, Courtney, but I feel like people don't think I'm as smart as I was.
That's like my whole life.
Before I had yeah. this.
Yeah.
It's like ever so slight, but like it's more on the customer side of it. They just kind of look at me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I swear I'm smart. I know what I'm doing.
Never look at someone's hair color and judge their intelligence.
Oh, really? It happens.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened my whole life. I mean, I took AP courses, honors courses every time the teacher would kind of look at me like, what are you doing in here?
Really?
Yeah. There's a girl at work. She's super sweet, and she's got bright blonde hair, but she is so smart. She took her LSAT today. I was like, nice. Good for you. I mean, she's not... I mean, she doesn't act dumb by any means, but she's not dumb at all.
I have my moments.
But see, everybody does.
Well, I was
you just don't
as a
have
child,
the luxury.
And I was not a smart
like,
kid.
You're just...
I was not.
Poor David.
Struggling.
Your intelligence increased as your hair got darker.
Yeah, I'm way smarter now. In high school, I was like struggling to pass. Now I'm like dean's list. Like, what happened? My hair got darker.
Oh my goodness.
I had thing people, that changed.
When I was in college, when they David's so stupid. Courtney's dying. Are you okay, Courtney?
I just think it's a hilarious correlation. Like, my intelligence increased as my hair got darker.
I'd like to see the chart for that.
Okay, so
I have proof. Yeah.
No, when I was in college, I remember one guy came up to me because we had to separate into groups. And this one guy just came up to me and he was like, you wear glasses. you're smart. Can I be in your group? And I just stared at him and was like, no, I do not need this dead weight. If that's like, if that's your thought process.
You wear glasses?
I wore glasses, so therefore I must be smart.
You should have been like, oh, well, joke's on you. There's no lenses in here. They're just for fun.
No, like I actually needed them.
I know. But you should have just said that.
But you were smarter than him.
I mean, I was, but I don't feel like it had anything to do with me wearing glasses. It had everything to do with him just being stupid. I just, the sad thing was, is he was not the only one to say that to me when I was in college. I had a number of people say that.
Wow.
It was weird.
I wear my glasses every once in a while, but
never I think that. It's because my glasses, I always had like the thick, dark frames. And so I don't know why, but I guess people just assume. Because it always has that connotation of being nerdy.
It just makes you look older and more...
I guess so. Because I had, like, the wire frame glasses, and nobody ever said that to me when I wore those.
Yeah, like, she's not smart with those glasses.
No. I wasn't smart. Those were ugly glasses. I don't know why I bought them.
Smart with your fashion.
I was young and dumb.
All right. Those were good debates.
I still have one more.
Oh.
We didn't talk about.
Sorry.
Left Twix or right Twix?
Okay.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Left Twix all the time. Always. Courtney doesn't understand the debate.
I really wouldn't be able to argue this except for I actually ate a Twix today.
And?
Which one did you eat?
I think that the left one was better, but the reason is because I ate the right one first. And when I was eating the left one, like, you know, it's like anxiety because you're getting close to the end. And so you're like enjoying it more. Yeah, like
just savor it.
You know, like how when I eat candy bars, I like take a bite and I like one bite, I like chew it up and swallow. Then I'll take another bite and I like let it dissolve and like melt in my mouth. David, and I like alternate and try different ways of eating it to see which will be the best. And so, like, by the time I get to the end, like, I found the best way to eat the Twix. So, it's better because of how I'm experiencing it. But I don't think it's anything to do with
so
left.
Why...
So, if I'd eaten the left first, the right would have been better.
I was going to say,
so why did you eat the right one first?
That's just how things... go because I'm right-handed. I don't know. I just opened it and picked it up. I think it just happens that way. I bet you if you went open a Twix right now, you'd probably eat the right one first.
I do because I like the left one better. And so I make sure to eat the left
one
last.
That's so strange.
So like
next time we eat a Twix, you're gonna think about this.
Yep, you are.
But there's so no difference.
And I'm never gonna be able to eat a Twix again without thinking of it.
So when you buy like the fun size candy, like the little party sizes, and they have the little individual Twix, they'll say on them left and right. Like, one will say left, and it's white with red writing, and then one will say right, and it's red with white writing. And I kid you not, I always eat the ones that say left.
Do you just eat the other one?
It could be a right one in a left package.
How do you know?
You don't know either.
Neither do you. Just saying. I eat the left one.
But...
it's funny. Do you remember the commercials that they came out about those?
Yeah.
And they would list the ingredients to them. And so they would just list them backwards. You remember that?
I laughed
so hard
that.
At that. Yeah. I don't even know what the ingredients to the Twix are. But when they would say them, like for the left one, they'd list it a certain way. And then when they'd list it for the right one, they would just list it in reverse order.
Oh my gosh.
It was really funny. Mm. I loved those commercials.
There's no difference between them. Twix is my favorite candy, and so
it is.
Left Twix all day, every day.
Wow.
And did you know that you can buy bags now of individually wrapped Twix, left side or right side?
People.
Are
I'm
they
pretty
full
sure.
size?
Mm-hmm, it's the fun size.
Here's
well, the
what
fun
happens.
Size are always individually
They
wrapped.
Make them all the same size.
Right, but
they
say, have them labeled
these
left
These ones,
and right.
we're going to label them left.
And then
these
there's Courtney.
Right.
The
okay,
buzzkill.
Courtney.
They have all come from
way
the
to
same
ruin the fun.
Buzzkill.
Okay. We know that they are the same. But that doesn't mean that we can't pretend that the left one tastes better than the right.
It's just not logical.
Okay.
It's not logical.
You know, lots of things in life aren't logical, but sometimes they bring joy.
Tomatoes being fruit aren't logical either.
Well, that's
true. That is science, so that is logical.
It's not, though.
So you're basing your definition of fruit on flavor.
No. That's not at all what I said.
Yeah, like, just not like how I eat it. If it's fruit, if it's...
Those words literally never left my mouth.
No, but I know what you're thinking.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. I'm thinking if, like, I eat it in a salad.
So how would you define...
So our final dumb
If you eat it in a salad, that may... Everyone eats fruit and vegetables in salad.
Not necessarily.
Do they?
I prefer a fruit on my salad.
The only time I've ever had fruit...
You do, too, because you put tomatoes on there.
No, that's what I'm saying. If I eat it on a salad, I consider it a vegetable. So, like, cucumber, bell pepper, tomatoes, that's how
fruit.
I know, yes, scientifically, but that's what I'm saying. You said, if we take science out of it, how would you categorize a vegetable or a fruit?
Okay.
And that's what
you're
I was saying.
Right.
If I
you're
eat
right.
it on a...
I did ask that question.
And now you keep telling me I'm wrong.
I am not. I mean, you are, but...
I'm saying if it goes on a salad, then it's a vegetable.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Now I feel really patronized.
Oh, I don't...
The only reason I say that is because fruit goes on a salad.
Not always.
You could have a fruit
but
salad.
But vegetables don't always go on a salad.
Right, but I'm saying, like, if it
lettuce
goes...
Lettuce is a vegetable.
Lettuce is a vegetable, right.
So there's always a vegetable.
Onions are vegetables, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yes.
Beets,
is garlic
radishes.
Yeah.
No, it's like a spicer.
A spicer?
But a
spice or like an herb.
Is a spice a vegetable?
It's a dried vegetable. No, it's an herb. It's a plant.
But is an
Google?
Herb a vegetable? so this
Google?
Is a podcast about fruits and vegetables.
We said dumb debates. I didn't know there was such argument about fruits and vegetables and spices and herbs.
It's just because you never thought
or
about it.
Or is it that... No... That's never mind.
Okay.
I think they're all vegetables.
A spice is a seed, fruit, root, bark, or other plant substance primarily used for flavoring, coloring, or preserving food.
Okay, so garlic is a spice.
Yeah, but listen. Look,
but a spice is not an herb.
We gotta be specific here.
Okay.
Is
so what
basil
is garlic?
A vegetable?
No, basil,
basil
is a plant.
Basil is an herb. It's a plant.
It's a plant. You don't eat basil. You
yes,
see
you do.
No, not
well,
necessarily.
You wouldn't have a basil salad.
Right.
Yes, I would.
All basil?
Yes,
that's
I love basil.
That's strong. Your breath would be rank.
I'm sorry. Basil doesn't stink. Basil smells good.
Basil
is very... That mess in candles.
But like, it's a...
And you know it's legit.
But it has
they
a very,
do.
Like, it has a very strong flavor, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But that doesn't mean your breath's going to stink. What? Peppermint has a strong flavor, too.
Oh, my goodness. I can't deal with it.
Also, that Peppermint movie came out.
What?
The one with Jennifer Garner.
Is it about Peppermint?
Oh, she's a spy again,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
It's like, it's almost like Alias, movie. But not...
It got 15% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That doesn't sound like
I don't know what that means.
It's really low.
Oh, okay.
Don't go see it.
I don't look on Rotten
I'll
Tomatoes.
I don't know why I just said all that, but...
I don't know why you did either.
I don't trust
Courtney's
that.
Tired. Okay, guys, bless her heart moments.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, sure. So mine is at Walmart. I feel like the majority of mine happen at Walmart.
That they do.
And I was trying to find one of those carry baskets, and I just couldn't, so I had to get one of the push buggies.
Oh, like carry on
those
your
arm.
Those
things are, like, huge.
Yeah. Did you hit someone?
No,
did
almost.
Did you hit an end cap?
So I'm...
Oh, thank God she hit someone.
So I'm trying to, like, turn the corner, and next thing I know,
Courtney.
There's this lady on one of the, like, this really...
See where this is going.
There's an old lady on one of those little ride-around scooter kind of things.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And so...
Did she need to be on the ride-around scooter?
Yeah. Well, okay. she was 1 foot out from the grave.
1 foot in the grave?
She's
wow, that
pretty
is
old.
So mean.
Sorry.
I haven't
really
even
old.
Said that. That's awesome.
She was really old. And, So anyways, I'm trying to let her do her thing. Well, she just stops and stares at me. And I was like, I really need you to move because I need to get on this row that you're blocking right now. And so I'm trying to sit there and smile and be nice, like, I'm waiting. Can you come on? And so she finally turns it on. And that thing was going like 0.5 miles per hour. And she was like, beep, beep, beep. Like, so slow. And so finally I just move. Okay. Well, then I go to the same row, and this old guy comes walking down the court. He was actually walking, but he was, like, shuffling his feet. He could hardly walk. He was probably related to this lady.
Oh, my goodness.
About the same age.
No legit, no lie. He stares me down, and he's shuffling his feet and like moving his cart, and he stops right in front of me where I need to be.
What is with you? And I was like, people,
what in the world? Because now I can't move because my big cart is here. His is blocking where I need to be. I was like, this is not gonna turn out well at all. And so I just kind of like waited for him to keep moving, but he stopped for a good bit, and I was like, okay, Lord, give me patience. I'm learning how to have patience right now.
So what happened?
So then finally I said, I can't do this anymore.
So you weren't patient.
So I zipped around him and went and got like something else. I was like, I'm not waiting for this. Yeah.
Bless
but it was
heart.
So weird. He right. just stared at me while he was shuffling his feet. And I was like, what are you looking at? Like,
maybe you reminded him. I just got my hair done,
so it was like super fluffy. I don't know. Like... Maybe he was just like, how is your hair so fluffy?
I don't think he was thinking about your hair. Okay. He was probably wondering if you remembered to take his medicine that morning.
So anyways, yeah. Mm. It was just a very weird... Don't go to Walmart on a Saturday afternoon.
No. Why would you do that?
Because I'm going out of town, so I have to go. But
why?
I just get stuff.
I don't see the correlation.
I get snacks. I get sleeping pills.
Go to Garcia. Or Publix.
It's so
Target,
much cheaper.
Dollar Tree.
It's not. No, Walmart's actually not cheaper.
Walmart was just a lot closer because I was like, there well, I is. Can get back. Okay.
Did you go to the one right here at the Arboretum? Mm-hmm. That was your first problem.
I know.
That's the worst
I was going to go at 6 a.m. this morning.
No. Why were you
so
up
much
at 6 a.m.?
At 6 a.m.
Why were you up at 6 a.m.?
I just wake up at 6 a.m.
You're such a weirdo.
I had somewhere to be at 10 o'clock this morning, so.
That's 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do, people? Huh? This doesn't make any sense. What do you need to do for 4 hours in the morning?
Thank you.
Well, I
bless
just, like,
her okay. heart.
Like, if I had to be somewhere at 10, I'm probably getting up at like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, I
and
mean,
then leaving
I
by
9:30. Bed at 8:30, yeah. But like,
you lay in bed for 2.5 hours?
Yeah, I'll like watch.
I mean,
I'll
I go
read,
to bed.
I'll watch Netflix, I'll crochet.
I go back to
in
bed.
In the morning before you start your day?
Yeah.
You're such a weirdo. You just flip it. At night when I'm lying in bed watching TV, she's asleep, and then she gets up and does it in the morning.
Yep. I go to I just That's roll so over and go me. Back to bed.
I'm sorry. I am an old lady, basically.
I wish she's I had like energy in the morning.
Yeah, I don't have any at all. Don't even talk to me.
This is why I like to go to Walmart in the morning because it's just the old people and me.
So where I work, it's like we're also right next to a grocery store, so sometimes I'll walk down at like 8:30 to get a drink or something, mm-hmm. and I am blown away. Like, every time at the amount of people that are, like, leaving this grocery store with carts full of food.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's 8:30, guys.
That's the best time to shop.
No. Mm-mm.
It's empty. You can walk around freely. You don't have mm-hmm. to worry about little ladies.
No, y'all people get in my way because then I'm just trying to get one drink. And they only got one checkout person. And then I end up in line behind two people with massive carts full of food. And I'm like, I don't want
to
be the rude person, but I have one
That's
item.
Why you go to the
can
electronics
I...
department.
At the grocery store?
Oh, I thought we were going to Walmart.
I definitely said grocery store. Okay. Anyway, David, do you have a bless your heart moment, or do you need? To
I can't
thinking?
Come up with anything. Okay, I'm trying so hard.
I'll talk about mine then.
Just go ahead.
So last week, Courtney, I told you about this. I think you can even still see it.
You
so
did?
Last week, I did tell you. Last week, I went to an escape room.
Oh,
and
that's
it was
fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Which one?
It was Exit Strategy.
I think I've been to that one.
We did the Queen City Bank heist. It was fun. Anyway, that's a whole
Is different. That the one that's next to
I don't know, it's on South
Toronto. Okay. Anyway, keep going, sorry. Just
I was say what? There was one by university and there's also one on South Toronto.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I went to the one on South Toronto. We did the Queen City Bank heist. We also robbed a bank and we got the diamond with like 0 seconds left.
Okay, oh. Can we do this sometime? Because
yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
You and I would totally kill this.
Maybe.
So like at the end, like we're what? We would totally do well together.
Sometimes I don't really do well. In escape rooms, high pressure situations.
Oh,
although that's a lie.
I stay calm. I stay calm in crisis. Because
today at Topgolf, like I hit really well when we were down to our last few minutes.
Oh, there you go.
Because I was like, quick, hit him, and just like go.
So, anyways, like it's like the very end and everything, and so it's the bank heist. So we're being, you know, quote chased down by cops kind of thing, and mm-hmm. so we have to crawl through like this air vent to get out. Well, I'm, at first it's not so low that like you have to actually crawl. So I'm kind of like walking a little, like just kind of hunched over walking, but then it gets to a point where we're supposed to crawl. But I was walking so fast, hunched over, that I had too much momentum. And when I went to go crawl, I fell forward and I slid across my knees. And now I have like these really my knees. This is a week later. My knees are still bruised and black and blue. And I have like.
It woke her up in the middle of the
night. Her knees look really bad.
And so, like, last week, my knees were so sore, and, like, I sleep on my stomach, and I almost couldn't sleep because my knees were hurting me so bad. They were red and swollen, and, like, when I woke up the next morning, they were black and blue, and I just laughed, and I was like, oh, bless my heart. Yeah. And so it was really funny, though, because when we did get out of the escape room, the lady was just, like, making fun of me to no end, because she was like, you were committed. I was like, no, I just had too much momentum, and I just fell forward.
But, that's how I got the nickname Daryl.
What?
You know, Amy and Evie always call me Daryl. It's from the escape room because I laid down on the bed.
Why does that give you the name Daryl?
Because the person came over the speaker and was like, Daryl, get off the bed.
I thought it was because you had too much momentum. I was like, I'm confused.
Okay. No, that's what. No, anyway.
Okay, so you're
bless my heart.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that's his bless his heart moment. He laid in the bed at the escape room.
I laid in a murder scene. In an escape room.
No.
In fake blood. So.
Okay, guys. You can comment on Facebook or Instagram, or you can email us at blessherheartxo@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about the dumb debates. Is tomato a fruit, regardless of what Google says? What about cucumbers, squash, garlic?
Green beans.
Green beans. Vegetables. Is it a vegetable? Is a hot dog a sandwich? And do you prefer the left Twix over the right Twix? Mm-hmm. Courtney is still very adamant that neither neither of these exist.
They are all the same.
So let us know. Let us know your dumb debate that you like to talk about. Courtney is like panicking over something.
I saw a bug. Sorry.
Oh, that's why David's here. David can kill the bug. He's the man. Okay. So let the man do the bug thing.
Ew, and he touches
it with his fingers.
Oh.
What are you doing?
It's got these giant pinchers on
so it. Why are you touching it?
Go flush it down the toilet or throw it.
All right, guys.
We have a crisis.
Thank God David was here. Why would you touch that with your fingers?
How am I gonna get it?
Okay. With a tissue.
Run the water though, so that it goes.
So like it drowns. The bug is dead.
Okay.
Oh. All right, we're waiting for David to come back so we can say bye.
Go find us on Instagram. Yes. On Facebook.
Subscribe iTunes. To our
podcast. Give us a 5-star review, hopefully.
iTunes, Google Podcasts. Yep. Pretty much any major
platform
you can get podcasts on, we're there. David, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
See, it wasn't so bad.
No, it was great.
Told you.
The worst part is going back and listening to it.
Yeah. You'll get it. I don't know that all this.
Emmy had a really hard time. Like, what, 3 weeks later, she was finally like, I just listened to our podcast. And I was like, see, it wasn't so bad.
I can't stand.
It's okay. You get used to it. You get really used to it.
You do.
All right, guys. Comment, email us. It's been fun.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a little bit before our next podcast. Courtney is going on a work trip for 2 weeks, and I'm actually in the process of moving. So, TBD on our next date, guys. Yeah. But we will keep you posted. We'll be on Instagram and Facebook. We'll let you guys know.
It'll happen.
It will happen, even if we have to do it, you know, like long distance. We'll figure something out.
Cool.
So anyways, email us, comment, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.